God will never give you more than you can handle. November 3rd, 2018, written by Mark Culp. 1 Corinthians 1:8 through 9 states, "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the troubles we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead." I have heard people voice various platitudes concerning different topics most of my life. Some are used to cover a wide range of situations, and others are more specific. One of the more popular slogans states that God will never give you more than you can handle. I mean, how could anyone doubt the truth of this time-honored saying? You may have used it yourself to comfort a friend in time of need. I know it has been spoken to me many times. What I desire for us to consider concerning this statement is whether or not it is actually true. Is it a fact that God never gives us more than we can handle? 2 Corinthians 1:8 through 9 sheds light. In the New Living Translation, Paul writes when describing their situation in Asia that they were crushed and overwhelmed beyond their ability to endure. He did not believe they would live through the hardships they were facing and even expected to die. I believe Paul faced many such times. In my own life, I have learned that God wants me to grow. I have also learned that I take great pride in my self-sufficiency. The hard truth is that if God only gave me as much as I could handle, then the pride in my life would rise up and gladly take credit for having endured whatever situation I was facing. The truth is that more times than not, God will use the trial I am going through to show my inability to handle the trial, and I end up being crushed in the process. He does not want me to be self-sufficient. He desires an ever-increasing dependence on Him. And if I need to be crushed in the process, then so be it. Yes, He loves me this much. Now, why would a loving God do such a thing? Again, we can turn to scriptures for insight. Paul wrote, "As a result," coming to the point of even death, "we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead." God desires close, intimate fellowship with His children. Our sense of self-sufficiency can, and often does, stand against this true reliance on a loving Father. Many times God will allow situations to reveal areas in our life that, if truth be told, we would rather leave in the dark. We certainly have a nature that is bent to that desire, but the love of Christ is relentless. He will not leave us to ourselves, and will use whatever means necessary to produce this intimacy. Just try to remember the next time your heart prompts you to voice this particular slogan to another, that maybe God's purpose goes beyond the temporary comfort that these words may give. He may want to produce something in His child that can only be accomplished through being crushed and overwhelmed. It's a hard truth to face, I know. But when truly faced, it can provide great comfort in the suffering, that there is purpose in the pain. Purpose that when you finally realize it, it produces joy.